41st, Taste of Buffalo is this weekend along Delaware Avenue and Niagara Square. 43 restaurants and food trucks, wineries, live local music. Phil Proto is joining us in studio with Amano Fresh Pasta Kitchen, located on Main Street in Williamsville, right?
That's right.
Good morning. Hey, what year is this for you at the Taste?
This is our second year at the Taste of Buffalo.
So you know exactly what you're doing, what you're in for.
Oh, absolutely. No surprises at all, I'm sure.
It can be a daunting task. I mean, how did it go last year?
Last year was great. It was our learning experience. I know that one of the issues we ran into is we thought that the close time was the same for both days, and we found out that, oh, no, it was open an hour longer. Hmm. So we got some more food right down to the Taste. So we have, I think, those kind of things out of the way, and now we're looking forward to this year.
Yeah. So what are you making? What's offering?
We have four dishes this year. They cover the range of our signature pasta dishes. We have a rigatoni with our marinara sauce, which, by the way, can be vegan if you choose to have that without our shaved Parmesan. We also, by the way, all Italian food is a healthy option, so you should know that going in. We also have our rigatoni with our pretty famous bolognese sauce, which is a meat sauce, about 15 ingredients, takes about 3 hours to make, so you don't want to miss that one. We have a white cheddar sauce with jalapeno over our cavatelli pasta. And new for this year, I know that we're looking at new items to have people come and check out and vote on, is our creamy mushroom truffle over gemelli pasta. So that's a pretty popular item as well.
Hey, all that sounds great, and you've got it all cooking ready to go. Were you super popular last year? Did you have more food than you'd imagine left over? Did you run out super quickly? I mean, how did it go, and how much food do you typically run through here at the Taste?
Well, no leftovers, that's for sure. We consistently had a line the whole Taste, so that's always a good thing. I actually don't know how much we used last year. I didn't get that fact and figure for us, but we went through quite a bit of pasta and sauce and cheese and all the rest.
I would imagine. So are you starting now to get ready, or how do you handle getting ready for this weekend?
Great question. We actually make all our pastas and sauces by hand pretty much every day. By the way, Amano, loosely translated, means by hand. So we're constantly making fresh food every single day. So, you know, what is going to be down at the Taste will be made pretty much that morning.
Wow.
Wow. I can't believe you're making all that much, especially with how long it takes to make the sauce. I mean, is that typical? Is that like old Italian food? It takes that long to make all these sauces?
Not everyone takes 3 hours. I've had literally little old Italian ladies come into the restaurant and say, if you're making the bolognese, I'm not going to make it at home. So, it's very hands-on. It's intensive, but people seem to really like
the results.
What's
the difference, you know, when you're compared to out of a jar or something that most people would use just for spaghetti on a night? You know, I'll raise my hand here, myself included. What's the biggest difference in taste or something else between that homemade sauce and what you would typically prepare?
I would say freshness. There's nothing in it. There's no preservatives. There's no artificial ingredients. Everything is fresh made in-house, and I think the Taste shows that.
Are you the chef at Amano?
We're all chefs. We're all dishwashers, etc.
You do it all.
You really have to in an operation like that.
Yeah. All right. So where are you going to be located?
We are going to be at booth number 36, which is right on Niagara Square. It happens to be across from where Merritt Winery is going to be. So wine and pasta, I guess, go together pretty well.
Nice.
I don't know if they planned it that way, but we'll take it.
Hey, yeah, that could be a perfect location for you.
Absolutely.
Pasta is, I mean, to me, I'm uneducated, right? I'm not an Italian food, person who's well-versed. I love it, but I can't tell you the difference. I mean, is there really a big difference between different types of pasta and the Taste? I mean, I know it looks different, but would you rather have one or another if you're deciding on pasta for any given night?
Well, when you go to the grocery store and you buy a box of pasta, you're buying a dried pasta. So that product was made and then dried in a variety of different ways, and then you're reconstituting it when you boil it up at home. In our case, our pasta is made fresh. It never gets to the dry stage, if you will. It takes 2.5 minutes in boiling water to go from what we start with to what is served. So there's quite a bit of a difference.
Ooh, so 2.5 minutes.
That's
I'm overcooking my pasta.
Well, not if you're buying the dried, in a box for home. No, you're probably not. But in our case, you'll taste the difference in freshness.
But there's the linguine. There's spaghetti. There's what else am I missing here? Those are the only two I can name off the top of my head. What's your favorite, and what am I missing out on?
We make a variety of pastas. We have our rigatoni. We have our cavatelli. We have our pappardelle. There's quite a few others. There's gemelli. I'm probably missing something, but we make also at the restaurant. We're not serving it out at the taste, but we also have a gluten-free option, which is very popular, one of the best gluten-frees I've ever tried. And we also have a whole wheat variety.
Mate.
So we do offer those things for health-conscious people, or not health, but different dietary needs.
Yeah, it's a little bit of something for everybody.
There really is.
And it sounds like a great place to go. I feel like me and my wife would have a great time here. And then if you ever make a SpongeBob, I can bring my 4-year-old.
I'll see what I can do. I'm known for coming up with new ideas at the restaurant, and everybody rolls their eyes and shakes their head, and half the time we do it.
Yeah.
But it's amazing what you can do with, to a simpleton like me, Italian food. It's like spaghetti and sauce, and like that's kind of it. But there's a whole wide variety of things that you show on your menu that you can accomplish with it.
Well, not only do we have our signature pastas, and we have 9 dishes that are all put together for you, so you don't have to go in knowing anything. You look up at the board and say, that sounds good. And you don't have to pronounce anything. You can say, I'll have the number 7.
Oh. Perfect.
Which is a lot easier than saying pappardelle bolognese for some people.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we also have a build-your-own option. So think about a popular, maybe Mexican restaurant that has a lot of outlets.
Mm-hmm.
Same concept, but with really good Italian food. You'll pick your pasta, your sauce, your ingredients, and create your own dish if you want to go that way.
Well, Phil, you educated us, so thank you for
that. I hope so. And not only that, we have some samples out in the lobby there. So
awesome.
We'll expect you to try those.
Yes.
Sounds great.
I'll be trying that. I need to know, taste the difference between this and then what I'll force my kids to eat later on today. And then
I'll be giving
Phil a visit for more of the good stuff later on. And give Phil a visit and Amano Fresh Pasta Kitchen at the Taste of Buffalo this weekend.